That was Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee, a piece which was recently performed to a live audience on TV by a six-year-old boy called Tsong Tsong. Tsong Tsong could play the piano when he was three. At the age of five, an internet clip with him at the piano made him famous. Now, he says, he wants to be able to play like Mozart. Our question today is, do we have to start young to succeed? We've all heard about kids like Tsong Tsong, bright kids who have a particular ability in, say, music, maths or science. But do they grow up to be successful adults? And if you're over 30 and you haven't achieved your goals yet, is it too late? Ed Bickley's been looking into it for us. Ed, what have you found out?
OK, well, clearly some talented children go on to do very well as adults. Take Lionel Messi. He started playing football on the street at the age of five. Soon, he was playing against much older boys, and they couldn't get the ball off him. He was so good that he was able to join the Barcelona junior team when he was 11 and achieved international success at 20. Now he's one of the greatest players in the world.
A real success story.
Yes, but what's surprising is that most of these talented children, when they grow up, don't actually achieve much more than other adults. A recent study followed a group of talented children from 1974 until now. Less than 5% managed to become very successful adults.
That does seem surprising.
And now for the good news. If you haven't achieved your goals by the time you're 30, don't give up. Plenty of people have found success much later in life. British fashion designer Vivienne Westwood's first job was in teaching. She always wanted to be a designer, but her successful fashion career didn't begin until she was 30, when she started making clothes for a shop in London called Let It Rock. Then there's Andrea Bocelli. He's been able to sing well since he was a child, but he didn't become a famous classical singer until he was 36. At 41, his album became the most successful classical album by a solo artist of all time, with 5 million copies sold around the world.
So to do well at something, we don't have to be good at it at a young age?
That's right. In most cases, talent develops with experience. You need to practice, make mistakes, get frustrated, learn from your mistakes, practice more. It's hard work. You need a lot of patience, a lot of determination. Confidence and a positive attitude help too. Say to yourself, I can do it. And just maybe you will. And don't worry if your 10-year-old child can't play the piano. Maybe they'll be able to do it when they're a bit older.
Ed, you've given us all hope. Thank you very much.